continuing along the lines of new agents in HER2-positive disease, I wanted to hear about your patient, a 49-year-old lady, actually originally diagnosed 17 years ago.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Amazing, but actually got neoadjuvant TCH in 2002. That's interesting.
Yep. Mark Pegram treated her.
Really? This is
Mark Pegram. He was at UCLA.
Wow.
Yeah, he was at UCLA at the time. And actually, I was chief resident at UCLA when she was diagnosed and he was treating her. So when he left UCLA, I inherited her.
Wow. Interesting. So what happened more recently?
Yeah, so she, 15 years ago was diagnosed with bone metastases, and then it progressed to the lung and different areas. I mean, she's been heavily pretreated, but it's been a disease that, you know, it's ER positive, HER2 positive. So it's been a disease that slowly progresses and then slowly declines. And she's incredibly smart. She is very active in the advocacy world. And she will email the radiologist and say, please compare the SUV values of this lesion. And I would like to, you know, and she'll graph it out. And so to convince her to switch therapy or that she's progressing is quite a task. I've spent a lot of hours with her, but I just adore her because I learn from her.
Could I just ask, because, you know, one of the things I was talking about with Ian, it's been kind of a curiosity I've asked people about, is the issue of hormone therapy in HER2-positive disease. He had this case, and I was curious because the patient had never gotten fulvestrant and was, you know, way far down the line. I see that happening. I see your lady was on fulvestrant trastuzumab for 3 years.
Yeah, and isn't it funny? Because Rich Petras was working in Dennis Slamon's lab or working with Dennis Slamon, and showed beautiful synergy preclinically with fulvestrant and trastuzumab, better than other types of estrogen deprivation. And Mark Pegram, who worked closely with Rich, translated that into this patient's story. And her disease was controlled for 3 years. He actually had a trial that just was so sluggish to enroll, it never really took off and never was reported, looking at fulvestrant trastuzumab. But at any rate, yes, I think we have to keep in mind that the preclinical data that many have published showing that when you have co-expression of hormone receptors, and even when not, when you block HER2, there is upregulation of the hormone receptor pathway. When you block the hormone receptor pathway, there's upregulation of HER2. So you can do well by blocking both pathways. And that approach worked well for her for 3 years.
And then I see, amazingly, she went from fulvestrant trastuzumab, and then you added lapatinib, and she got another 4 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. When the data came out in support of lapatinib and trastuzumab together,
but you kept the fulvestrant going.
Kept the fulvestrant going, yeah, because her disease progression was very subtle, and she was very convinced she needed hormone blockade. And she had been on tamoxifen in the adjuvant setting and was not yet postmenopausal. So fulvestrant made sense in terms of the biology of how to treat a premenopausal woman. But yes, so she's just kind of gone along the way using vinorelbine. Never actually has lost her hair in 15 years of treating metastatic disease, which is amazing.